Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Independent Author Podcast. I'm Tom Kranz, your host, and as always, I appreciate you downloading my episodes and subscribing. Today, my guest is Renee Smith. Renee is the founder and the person who runs a nonprofit called the Independent Authors Book Experience. And they have she has a website, iabx.org, which we're going to talk about shortly. And the reason this just is so perfect for this podcast is that Renee's group specifically is a support group, for lack of a better term, I guess, for independent authors and self-published authors. She's based in New Jersey, but I'm guessing, Renee, that you've got members and people from all over the region, correct?
Yes, that's correct. Yes.
And so tell me a little bit about yourself and how you came to do this.
Okay. Well, good. Hi to everyone that's listening. And I just want to say thank you to Tom for the invite to be on his podcast. I really appreciate that. Just so you know, I'm also an independent author. I started out writing cookbooks in 2011, and I started publishing. And what I realized really quickly was, as an independent author, without the backing of a big name publishing house, it was very expensive and almost you weren't able to get into a lot of the events, and they were very costly. So I decided to create an event for independent authors that was inexpensive for them to be able to share their works with a larger audience than they would normally get on their own, because they don't have the resources to do that. And so far we've had, as Tom mentioned, we have our book expo. We're in our eighth year, and we've grown significantly since we've started, from the first year where we started with 15 authors to 2019, where we had 65 authors and vendors representing over 20 states in the United States. So we've grown in leaps and bounds, helping independent authors get their names out there.
So this group, this event has actually grown beyond just New Jersey. These folks are actually coming from all over to come to this event.
Absolutely. You know, they've come from as far as Florida and as far as Colorado, New Hampshire. We've had people from, even last year in our virtual space, we had someone, an author from India. So we're almost international at this point, but we have, even this year, we have people coming from Maryland, North Carolina, you know, so they're traveling, and Texas, to be here at our event.
Oh, that's amazing. This will be my first year too. I know last year you kind of did a virtual version of this event because of COVID, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
But I guess there's really no substitute for having, you know, being able to go table to table and talking to other authors and, you know, hopefully selling a couple books here and there.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, I'll be looking forward to it. What is the venue? Where physically is this going to be?
So this year, the event is being hosted in Roselle. It's at 210 Chestnut Street. It's the Borough Hall parking lot. So it's an open space. It's a tented event for the authors. And the attendees can just walk in and browse and see all the books. This year, due to the CDC guidelines, we have actually limited the number of authors that will be participating to 30. So you'll have 30 authors and vendors that you can peruse books from all different genres: children's books, cookbooks, inspirational calendars, books, nonfiction, fiction, you name it, it's going to be there at the Book Expo.
It sounds really cool. And this happens on August 7th, correct?
August 7th from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. We also have a children's corner. So if you have your little ones, they can come. We have arts and crafts. We have free book giveaways from them that are donated by Scholastics. And we also have items donated by one of our sponsors, Columbia Bank. So we have a lot of things that are going to be available for the children and the adults. And we also have author readings. So the authors in the children's corner, the children will actually meet the authors who write the books, which is such a fascinating thing for them. Their eyes just pop out when they see you wrote the book? Really? Wow. And then they start asking you a bunch of questions, which, you know, help people to, I find that they've helped me to write other books, because they're like, did he have a brother? I'm like, no, but I think the next one will, the next book will. So it's just amazing.
That's great. So before I forget, I want to just let people know that to find out more information about registering for this, and I guess if you're only limiting it to 30 authors, people better get on the stick and do it soon. But your website is iabx.org. That's IAB as in boy, X as in x-ray.org. And there's not only, I mean, the first thing you see is basically a place to register for this, but you have a lot of other author services here. You have a place where people can add themselves to a list of authors. You have various other services that you offer. Talk about that real quick.
Yeah. So as an independent author, we try to be a full service organization and a nonprofit. And what we do is we have monthly spotlights for authors. So if you want to be in a spotlight for a month, there's a small fee for that. We have author spotlights. We have book spotlights. We also have an author directory. So if you'd like to get your name and your books in the directory, because what we want to do is to be able to have readers just connect with our site, and it's listed by genre, so they can just go to a genre, see the author they want, and click on them. It takes them to whatever website or page that you'd like them to go to, and there's all that information about you there where they can purchase your books. We also do book reviews, and we have a lot of things on the website that we're introducing. We also have if you're an individual who is not yet an author but has a desire to write, we have our writers group, where we meet every Monday right here on Zoom, where you can interact with other writers who are looking to publish. So far, we've had 4 individuals publish through our group. And it's just a very, we call ourselves accountability partners, because we are here to support each other. And we, you know, critique. We're like beta readers. We're like, okay, you know, why did you say that? Why did you write this? So we have that support in our writers group. On our monthly, we have our author speaks. So if you want to, if you have a new book coming out, or if you've published your book several years ago, or whatever it is, the time frame, we have our author speaks, and each month is a different genre. So you have the opportunity to share your work. We do it over Zoom. So and we live stream it. So we've had authors from Maryland, Virginia, who have participated. So we're not just located in New Jersey. Again, we're national and international when we deal with the authors that support our organization.
So it sounds like your group here is basically an all-purpose kind of full service support nonprofit for independent authors and self-published authors. It's, you do a little bit of everything, either for free or for nominal fees, which is, I mean, I really haven't seen that anyplace else. And I've spent a lot of time cruising the internet, believe me, for stuff. And when I found that this is, you know, I live in New Jersey, really just a few towns from Roselle where you're based. I found this was really a great resource here. Tell me just a little bit about the kinds of books you've written. You've written as a, and I'm guessing you also have a day job, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, we all have a day job which pays the bills, but I guess our real passion is getting behind the computer and writing. What kind of books have you written?
So when I started off writing, I started writing cookbooks. So I have 2 cookbooks, one of which was actually an international award-winning cookbook, Memba Wen. So I have Jamaica's Forgotten Treats. I have Memba Wen, the Jamaican cookbook that takes you on a trip down memory lane. And then I veered off into children's books. I have 5 children's books right now, The Great Compost Heap, and it's a Freddy series. The Great Compost Heap, Freddy's First Race, Freddy Goes to the Beach, Freddy's Good Deeds, and the last but not least is Who Turned the Lights Out? And this one is it pays homage to, I work with the homeless. So I'm the director of development for nonprofit here in New Jersey. And that book really just introduces children in a non-threatening way to homelessness, what it is and what, what you can do to help. So all of my books, my children's books, really have a message. My Freddy series, my goal is to entertain, inform, and inspire. So each of the book has a message. The Great Compost Heap talks about recycling using kitchen and garden waste. Freddy's First Race talks about perseverance. Freddy Goes to the Beach talks about family. Freddy's Good Deeds, of course, talks about doing good things for others, not because you're expecting something in return, but because it's the right thing to do. And last but not least is my inspirational calendar. So I kind of do a lot of different genres, but they have the similar theme, you know.
Where are your books available? Where can people get them?
So my books are available on my website at reneesmith.com. That's R-E-N-A-E-E-S-M-I-T-H.com. Or they're available also on Amazon, and a few of them are on Barnes & Noble.
So if somebody goes on Amazon and just searches your name, which, and let's spell that again, because I'm sure nobody ever misspells your name. That's R-E-N-A-E-E. Smith, common spelling, Renee Smith. If they search that name, your books will come up on Amazon and Barnes & Noble?
Yes, they will.
Cool.
Definitely, and on all of them will be on Amazon.
Okay. Your website again is reneesmith.com?
Yes, that's correct.
All right. And one more time, I'm going to do a plug for the organization's website, iabx.org. The Independent Authors Book Experience, which is, as I said, if you're self-published or an independent or thinking about it, it's really a great place to start. One last time, Renee, tell us about the book expo coming up in August, just kind of the basic info about it.
Okay, so just so you know, again, the book expo is a free event. Let me get that out there. It's free for the attendees, so you can come on down. It's Saturday, August 7th from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. It's at the Roselle Borough Hall parking lot at 210 Chestnut Street in Roselle. We're going to have a bevy of authors spanning different genres. We have a children's corner for your children, free books, giveaways, promotional items. We'll also have author readings. We'll also have some of the other authors participating. So it really is a family friendly event. Bring yourself, bring your children. Even if you want to bring your pets, come on down. We're following all the CDC guidelines. So we have swag bags that are giveaways, promotional items. So it's going to be a fun day for everyone.
Yeah, sounds great. So it's free for people to just show up. But just to clarify, if you want to display there, if you want to exhibit, there is a fee, because I guess you need to offset you get a table and a couple of chairs and there's the
yes.
space. And if you want to, you better do it fast if we're only talking about 30 authors.
Yes, we're down to 10 spaces right now.
Oh, really? Cool.
Yes, we're down to 10 spaces.
Oh, good. That was quick. Well, I'm one of the 20 who signed up early. I'm going to be there too. So anybody listening who wants to say hello to me and talk about my podcast, maybe becoming a guest or promoting something, I'll be there too. Renee Smith, really appreciate you joining me here. And for anybody listening, check out iabx.org for more information on everything we've been talking about here. Renee, I'll see you on August 7th.
Likewise. Take care, Tom. And thank you very much again for the opportunity.
You bet. Thanks for coming by.
Great stories. Great reads, great audiobooks. Visit TomKranzBooks.com for unique and compelling stories in paperback, ebook, and audiobook. That's Tom Kranz Books, TomKranzBooks.com. You deserve a great escape.